Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now from the TruthAboutGuns.com is the editor-in-chief, and that would be one Dan Zimmerman, Esquire. Bet you didn't know that, did you? Dan?
Esquire?
Yeah, you like that?
I'm no lawyer.
Well, why does that have to be, why do you have to be a lawyer to be Esquire?
I don't know. It's just traditional that people, when somebody refers to someone as Esquire, they're usually an attorney.
So does that mean I have to throw away all my magazines, all my Esquire magazines?
It might. I have to get a ruling on that.
So, are we going to say the top story of the day is the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I don't know what else it would be. Today is pretty much Black Monday for gun rights people. It's just a dark day if you were planning on or hoping for the Supreme Court to take up one or more of the 10 Supreme Court cases that had been had applied for Supreme Court review, and many of which were, a lot of people thought, were almost sure bets to be taken up and decided by the SCOTUS.
Yeah, I can see where that would be upsetting. At the same time, the part that is upsetting is I kind of thought they were going to relist them, but I mean, so all of these cases that they kicked back today, now that means that's over with. It's over and it's done.
That's correct. There's some cases here that are considered quote unquote easy. One of which being Vance versus Barr. That is the case challenging the interstate sale of handguns as violating the Second Amendment, the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment. That isn't even really close to being disputable. Yet they kicked that back. And there's really only one reason for them to have swept out all 10 of these the way they did. And that is that they can't be, neither side, but the pro-gun side, the four solid pro-gun votes on the court, cannot predict and cannot count on how Justice Roberts will rule in a Second Amendment case, and they have made the calculation that it's better to stay with the status quo than to have an adverse ruling that might weaken the foundations of Heller and McDonald.
Right. Now, I guess one of the things that... now, do you believe, as some people believe, and I sort of believe... I believe right now, at least for the near future, at least for this election, anybody that wants to run on gun control as a part of their platform, I believe they're pretty much shooting themselves in both feet and certain other parts, too. So,
that's not a winning argument these days.
It's not a winning argument, and there are lots of new gun owners and everything else, but I'm going to play. See, I have never liked relying on the courts to decide this stuff. I have never liked that because it's like watching a game of badminton all your life where, okay, this guy gets to appoint the justices. Okay, now this guy gets to appoint the justices. It's always going back and forth. You know, when we think we have, good justices, like Roberts. Roberts was appointed by Bush, right?
Yeah, I know people. You have to remember, Roberts was on the majority side and Heller and
McDonald. That's right. So, but I mean, he's still sort of, we don't know what he's thinking. He never gets out there and says, let me tell you about the time that we decided to rule on Obamacare. This is where my mindset was. No, they don't do that. But they don't do that. But at the same time, most of these cases that they hear are lawsuits that are brought in states where they have a leftist government. Would you say that is a fair thing to say?
Mostly. Yeah, most of these are. That's true.
So, and like right now, as we know, most of these states and a lot of these big cities right now have a bunch of rioting going on. And in the meantime, they've never been, California, they've had some rioting going on. They're not real pro-gun. As a matter of fact, somebody reached out to me wanting to know what gun I would recommend in California, and I was like, I'm sorry, I don't have the DOJ-approved list memorized. He's like, what's right. that? And I wanted to go, listen, pal, you probably voted for it.
Exactly.
But, I mean, yeah. It's going to come down to this. I don't think we need to be looking at anything other than elections to decide legislatively what's going to happen. Looking at the courts to do this for us, I think it's turning out to be it's really bad for morale and everything else, and everybody gets these expectations. Well, we've gotten two from Trump, and they may want to take one on, but at the same time, they don't know how it's going to go just yet. And I'd be willing to bet that that's part of the reason they voted to drop them.
That could very well be that they would rather punt and wait to see how the election goes, and then they will take up new cases after that.
Yeah,
because either way, you have to believe that Ginsburg is going to hang on until after the election if she possibly can, and whichever way it goes, she's going to be gone shortly thereafter.
Have we ever had a case, and I don't know, have we ever had a case where a Supreme Court justice became so ill that they were basically incapacitated and could not fulfill the office to where they've had to say, okay?
I don't know. I remember Harry Blackmun was not in good shape toward the end. I'm not enough of a Supreme Court scholar to know that. And I agree with you on relying on the courts to ensure our rights. But the problem is, they're there for a reason. And the Heller is the law of the land. And lower courts, various lower courts have thumbed their noses at that law, states and courts. And what you end up with is conflicts between different circuits. What's the law in one circuit is not the law in another circuit. The Ninth
Right.
Circuit is not the same as the Fifth Circuit.
Right.
Supreme Court exists to decide those differences, and that's what we hope that they will do. And what they've done here is punted on these decisions. And most likely, it is because Roberts is not a sure bet. Neither side knows how he would rule, so they'd rather just kick these back and wait till after the election and take up new cases that will bubble up at some point in the future.
Yep. Hang on that right there, if you will, for me, thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan is the purveyor of his trade, and everything that is on the front page today was not there yesterday. And that's just the way it goes at thetruthaboutguns.com. It is a steady churn. One of the articles on the front page is from Franklin Armory CEO, Jay Jacobson. So, all kinds of stuff getting written there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, and that would be Dan Zimmerman. Let's talk about this article by Garen Wintemute.
One of our friends, one of our best friends.
Now, the picture you used, does that remind you of, like, you remember those aliens that Star Trek flew in on, and all you could see was their head and their shoulders? Does that remind you of that? They didn't wear glasses, but I think Garen could do it without any makeup.
I couldn't possibly comment.
What do you mean you can't? You are the editor. You can, of course, comment.
That's an AP this, photo of the good doctor.
Oh, AP photo. We've talked about those, haven't we?
and we run it without any comment at all. That's Dr. Winston.
Gotcha.
Dr. Wintemute is a one of the most dedicated gun rights, quote, researchers, gun control researchers, unquote, in the nation. He works out of UC Davis, and he's basically a grifter who works for who works for contributions and creates questionable results that bolster his argument and the argument of his contributors that show that guns are dangerous and they're far too dangerous for the average individual to own or be trusted with.
Well, his article he's writing is trying to provide, they're trying to say that gun buyers, and I guess this is because there's so many new gun buyers out there.
This latest one, it's pure scare tactics. And he's trying to say, oh my God, there are all these brand new gun owners, first time gun owners since the beginning of March, since the COVID emergency was declared, who have bought handguns. And look at the past. We've got all these people in the past who have bought handguns and have shot themselves. What he doesn't say, and what what he doesn't make clear is the fact that that gun owners who have owned firearms, who have owned handguns for years and years and years, do so without killing themselves frequently. What he doesn't adjust his studies for is the fact that there are a lot of people who have decided to kill themselves, go out and buy a firearm, go out and buy a handgun, and kill themselves. He doesn't adjust for that kind of information. I'm not enough of a statistician to break this down as adequately here in the few minutes we have to talk about it as we've done in our article, but I suggest that you go ahead and read that and you'll see how he uses selective data and selective questions in his survey to generate the information that he does and make sure that it puts guns in as bad a light as possible. What he always leaves out of his calculations, however, he's very consistent with, is the fact that guns save far more lives and prevent far more crimes every year than are committed with firearms. Usually to a factor of 6 to 8 times as many every year. Depending on who's doing the counting, defensive gun uses happen anywhere from 500,000 to almost 3 million times a year.
That's when the CDC is counting, 3 million. Yeah,
exactly.
Doesn't it seem sort of silly, though, his argument? He's basically saying in order for a man to commit, for all of these gun owners to commit suicide with a handgun, they have to have a handgun.
Yeah, that's the argument.
That's the argument.
Yeah, you can't commit suicide with a handgun unless you have a handgun. And because these people now have handguns, they can't commit suicide with a handgun.
But that raw number you just can't put out that raw number by itself. We need to look at a lot of things. My producer, my first producer in radio, committed suicide with a handgun, and it wasn't because he had a handgun that he committed suicide. He committed suicide because He was having some financial issues at the age, he was probably 62, 63 years old. And so he tried to kill himself with a car, trying to, you know, drive into a tree. That didn't work. And he tried to kill himself another way, which I was never made privy to. And then he finally shot himself on a dock. And getting out there and saying, well, in order, you know, if they didn't have handguns, they wouldn't commit suicide with a handgun. Shouldn't we be trying to not have them commit suicide at all?
Yeah, exactly. People who are bent on killing themselves find a way. They try and they typically, unless they get help, they keep trying until they see. It's sad, it's awful, but it's true. And that means roughly 20 to 25,000 people a year kill themselves every year with firearms. About two-thirds of the people who die because of a firearm do so by committing suicide.
Right.
And it's terrible. And there are, everyone's a tragedy. And you hope that those people can get help, as many of those people as possible can get help. That's why the NSSF has been partnering with suicide prevention services for years and years to try and get these get people like this help. They train firearms retailers to try and recognize the symptoms of people who might be giving off signals that that's why they're buying a firearm.
And how does that work out?
I don't know that. I mean, I don't know if there's statistics to say, you know, that gun retailers have prevented X number every year of people from buying firearms who do themselves harm.
Before, we're about to run out of time, but I can see what the first comment is on this. The commenters of The Truth About Guns are a really interesting group. And the first comment on this one is, one of your commenters is suggesting Mr. Wintermute should buy himself a handgun and let's see what happens with him. We shouldn't snigger about that, but it's interesting. But we're about to go into break. You can catch this stuff at thetruthaboutguns.com. Go check out the commenters. It is worth the price of admission. It stirs up quite the discussion online. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says on Tuesday he's signing an executive order dealing with police reforms.
We're going to have some solutions, I think some good solutions, and some of it, as you know, it's about great people. We need great people in our police departments, and we have mostly great people. I would say that. I would say that with certainty. We have mostly great people. I know so many of them, law enforcement. But we will do better, even better. And we're going to try and do it fast. So we're going to have a meeting tomorrow. We're going to have a news conference tomorrow. We have a lot of law enforcement coming in and others.
The Supreme Court saying they will stay out of cases involving immunity for police officers, at least for now. That word came from the highest court on Monday. A longstanding legal doctrine makes it difficult to sue police for police misconduct. The Dow on Monday gained 157 points. USA Radio News. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is throwing cold water on the idea of shutting down the economy again.
The president is absolutely disinclined to shut down the economy, as is the vice president.
Kudlow telling Fox News we could suffer even more if the economy was is shut down.
I think shutting down the economy could be worse for our health than not shutting it down.
Lawmakers are taking a closer look at the impacts of the coronavirus on public school budgets. During a Democratic-led House hearing, North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox is warning against blindly throwing tax dollars at the problem.
Democrats pushing those same taxpayers to dole out more of their hard-earned money at a time when many Americans are being forced to tighten their belts.
Fox also during that hearing saying that the public education system does need sweeping, meaningful reforms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Editor-in-Chief Alan Gottlieb, but we're going to speak with Dan Zimmerman. We're about to talk to him about Alan Gottlieb from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. What did the esteemed Mr. Gottlieb from Second Amendment Foundation have to say about this failure to grant cert in the Supreme Court?
He was about as happy as we were about today's event. He pointed the finger of blame squarely at Chief Justice Roberts, that the softball's at his feet. He knows every gun owner in the United States an explanation about why the high court declined to hear a number of important Second Amendment cases. And there's really no reason for it. We're talking about so-called assault weapons ban in places like Maryland and Massachusetts. We're talking about May issue laws that deny people the right to keep and bear arms in New Jersey. We're talking about the aforementioned ban on selling handguns across state lines. Again, you know, if you're driving to another state and you want to buy a long gun, you could do that with an out-of-state license. You can't buy a handgun, however. And just a clear constitutional violation based on virtually nothing. Mr. Gottlieb said that given the fact that the Supreme Court had a cafeteria-style menu of cases from which to choose, there's no excuse why the court at this time just ignore the need to rule on any of these cases and send a message to lower courts that they can no longer thumb their noses the Heller and McDonald Supreme Court decisions affirming the right to keep and bear arms, as they've been doing for years, for a decade now. He points out that there is still another more obscure case out there that is waiting for a cert decision called Rodriguez versus San Jose. But that people weren't that's a more obscure case, and it wasn't one of the 10 big cases that had been pending before the court for a long time, and not one of the ones that people had expected the court to take up.
Right. You know, I discussed this earlier, and when we look at the riots, right? The riots, there's a lot of riots occurring in a lot of places where they've got a lot of these gun control issues. And right now you have, well, like in Washington State, where they have all kinds of gun control right now, especially in Seattle with all the little taxes they tried to impose. And yet, in Chaz, all of the Antifa are walking around with an AR-15 slung on their chest because it is legal to do there, because it is, you know, it's an open carry state and all these other things. Is it as simple as these populations in these states need to quit electing these leftists over and over and over again?
That's, you know, it is amazing. Somebody put up a graphic of everyone who is in charge in Minnesota above, you know, where George Floyd was murdered. Everyone who's in charge of that state, the mayor, the attorney general, the governor, the police chief, both senators, the congressman of the district, of Ilhan Omar's district, literally every single person who is in charge of that state, that city, and everything going on in and around where George Floyd lived and worked was a Democrat. And somehow, this all, they put, everyone points a finger of blame, and all this at President Trump, and says that the city is the subject of systemic racism and needs fundamental change. Well, who's running the system in that area? If a system there is so irredeemably racist and needs to be torn down and rebuilt, who's running that city? Who's running that state? Nobody ever seems to point that out. And the same thing is now the case in Seattle, where you've got, what, 6 square blocks of people that have seceded from the United States. All these situations seem to happen most often in majority, if not solely, Democrat-governed districts. Not to get too political.
Right. Well, it's not political. It's a fact. I mean, Antifa did not take over. Well, like Bellevue, which is where the Second Amendment Foundation comes out of. There's plenty of gun owners in Bellevue. They didn't go to Bellevue to take over. They went to someplace they knew they weren't going to get a lot of resistance, even though there was a police precinct there that, you know, neither the mayor nor the police chief decided to abandon. It just sort of happened.
I know. And what's interesting, too, is others have tried to set up these autonomous zones in various cities across the country, and other jurisdictions have learned from the mistake of Seattle and have not let these things start. As soon as they start to try to block off or wall off or whatever, segregate some part of the city and declare it an autonomous zone, the police move in immediately and start tearing down the walls, barricades, whatever, and say, no, this isn't happening here. And they were doing that in Miami, and I think it happened in Phoenix and a couple of other cities. Everybody's learned from Seattle's Seattle's mistakes, that if you let this happen, it's going to happen. And getting rid of it is going to be a long, drawn-out process. Just look for this autonomous zone to be sitting there all throughout the summer. It's just basically leftist summer camp.
Yeah. I'm almost certain this kind of stuff is going to happen all the way through the election. And then if it happens as it happens right up to the election, then when Trump wins again, because I'm not paying attention to anything they're telling me about Joe Biden. I mean, that is hilarious. Well, Joe's leading by 15 points across the nation. Okay. All right. Wait till he gets out there. They need to keep him in the basement. That his best chance is to stay in the basement. But he's not going to stay in the basement. And I think that will be the undoing. But whatever it is, when Trump wins again, well, then me and you, we might have to go into combat, Dan. I mean, they're gonna blow a gasket when that happens. But I tell you what, hang on, hold that thought if you would be so kind.
Okay.
TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you can find every article that I have referenced is from there. And right now, it's all from the front page. I may have to go to the second page for the next bit, just because, Father's Day is coming up and stuff like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
80 Not Today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking with the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. And before we talk about Father's Day gifts, because you have some suggestions on that. Right below that, on page two, there's Joe Biden. So many more reasons for gun control. Is he living under a rock? Is his basement under a rock?
I'm not sure. Joe always comes up with plenty of good reasons for more gun control laws. Joe is considered a moderate in the Democrat Party these days. All evidence to the contrary, he's done everything he can to tack very far to the left on virtually every issue that matters to the Democrats, which is increasingly left-wing. So on the event of the anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting, he said our places of worship have been attacked, Hispanics have been targeted, in places like Abapa, death toll from mass shootings continue to mount, and the LGBTQ plus people, particularly transgender women of color, disproportionately targeted by violence, PN. What he didn't add is that, as we noted before, firearms save more lives, prevent more crimes, far more than the people who use them to commit crimes. And people such as Hispanics, people such as LGBTQ people, people such as women, more and more of all of those people are buying firearms, and they are defending themselves because, as it's become painfully evident, the police can't be there to protect you. If they're out there fighting riots and keeping cities from burning, there are going to be precious few of them around to answer 911 calls. The more people raise the cry to defund the police, as they seem dead set on doing in places like Minneapolis, here in Austin, Texas, and Los Angeles, and a variety of other places. Who's going to be out there to arrest actual criminals when it when they prey on people. In New York, today...
Who's going to be out there to enforce gun control?
Exactly. But we've made that point as well. Joe, to his credit, has said he's not behind the defund the police movement. He does not support that. But yeah, exactly. The same people that are crying defund the police are the people who out of the other side of their mouth call for more gun control. Who do they think is going to be out there to confiscate all of these scary black rifles once Joe is elected president and he appoints Gun Czar Beto O'Rourke to confiscate all those ARs and AKs? Who's going to go door to door and collect those guns if they defund the police and those people are gone? The NYPD today announced they disbanded their crime prevention unit of their police department. I don't know what the distinction is. You would think that all policemen would be part of the would be on the crime prevention duty, but they have something called 600 people called the crime prevention. They've disbanded that. There was an example of somebody who was let out of Rikers Island, somebody who had, I think he was either raped or maybe even killed his spouse, but he was let out because of COVID, and he's since been arrested three times and gotten out three times because, of course, you can't. They now have a zero bail situation in New York. So this guy's out committing crimes freely, it is getting released time and time again. People are learning these lessons. This is why when you go to gun stores around the country right now, good luck finding much to buy. Shelves are empty. Ammo is sold out. Gun companies are cranking them out as fast as they can and selling guns at a record pace because it's Americans, law-abiding Americans, look around this country and see what's happening in cities all around the nation. It doesn't look good. It gives you a lot of reason to worry about the safety of yourself, your family, your business. And people want to be able to have the ability to protect those things.
Yeah. I just don't... some of the stuff they're describing, though, they say they want. First of all, who is going to vote for gun control? Because I kind of think the House is up for grabs now, especially since they got out there the other day and wore that African scarf. Weren't we told that was cultural appropriation when you do that?
It is when some people do it. But
well, I mean, it is do. If it either is all the time or it is not all the time.
No. Remember, standards are fungible and they're flexible.
No. Not with me. They get to live by their own rules as far as I'm concerned.
I see. Because Governor Cuomo was on, was taking Twitter and was interviewed yesterday or this morning. And he's all upset because there's a spike in COVID cases in New York and in Long Island, and he's talking about shutting everything down again. This after there was a demonstration in Brooklyn yesterday that had literally tens of thousands of people there.
Yeah.
For George Floyd. It's peaceful, but tens of thousands of people packed together yesterday, but you can't go out and get a drink at a local bar. The only cocktails that seem to be okay for Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo are Molotov cocktails.
Uh-huh.
The standard cocktails, forget it. You can't be allowed to go out and buy one at your local watering hole.
Leftists are such a confusing crowd. I don't even know how they keep up with what they're supposed to be, to be honest with you. But we got 2 minutes here, so in the remaining 2 minutes, give me some Father's Day ideas, because there's some people like to buy something gun related for their father. Let's hear what you came up with.
Yeah, it's a particularly difficult year, so guns and ammo are in short supply. So we came up with a couple of ideas. Number one, magazines. If he's got a semi-automatic handgun or rifle, the answer to how many magazines you need is always more. Buy him a magazine. Find out exactly which gun it is and get him another one. Maybe a nice range bag. We also found some very cool glasses, either Bierstein's or Rocks glasses from a company the glass doesn't go through it. The glasses don't leak. It kind of looks like they're indenting the glass. And it's just they're not expensive, and they just look kind of cool. And if your dad is a shooter, I'm sure he'd appreciate one of these things.
Yep. That sounds pretty. That sounds pretty good. I like that.
Sure.
I like that. I'm sure that in the coming days we're going to be seeing some more stuff, because they tried to put one. They tried to put a Chaz together in Asheville, and they took it apart as it was going up together. Tennessee has already said don't even try it here.
Right.
But I don't expect this to go away. And I'm waiting to see if they decide, you know, they're walking around all strapped up and everything in Washington State in the original Chaz. I'm waiting to see if they have it in them to engage.
Yeah,
I hope not, but I'm waiting to see if they do.
We'll see. I'm concerned for the fall, like we were talking before. If Trump is reelected, what happened these last couple of weeks is going to look like a Sunday picnic.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is only until they run into the wrong crowd. I think if Trump gets reelected, I think a lot of people are going to look at that and say, enough of this stuff. And we'll see what happens out of that. Anyway, thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
TruthAboutGuns.com. Go check them out. We got hour number three coming in. It'll be just me and you. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.